Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a Thursday edition of the Hoosier Report, which means Lee Kelly is back in studio with me for some high school baseball stuff later in the hour, but glad to have you with us. It's been, for the middle of the spring, it's been a very busy week here on WXVW, Derby trackside coverage, I should say, in the morning. And, of course, we've had tons of Romeo Langford coverage. Tonight we've got a high school baseball game on tap, 6:55 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch. I'm excited about it. New Albany and Providence at Providence's beautiful turf field facility. The only problem, Lee Kelly, is you reported when you pulled up today that we've got rain. So between Pacers playoff games, which I did thoroughly enjoy the broadcast here on the Big X, but between the conflict with high school baseball, between Pacers games and some weather, I think we're at one or two games that we've been able to get on so far this year, which is unacceptable by Big X standards. So we have some work cut out here, hopefully starting tonight and over the next few weeks as we get closer to the baseball sectionals, which are always a ton of fun. One of my favorite weeks to broadcast. Those baseball sectionals in this area are great. But let's hope that we can get out to the field tonight and that we can see two local teams, really good local teams, play.
Well, we saw a game there last year where it rained the whole night, but they were able to keep playing because of that turf. So hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, but hopefully good things are coming.
If you remember correctly, last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, we were outside right behind home plate with maybe a tent over us. I can't remember. Maybe not. And the rain was just, I mean, it was an absolute downpour. Our equipment was wet. We actually had to sign off, even though I think they kept playing. The equipment was getting so wet. Obviously now, if you haven't seen Providence's facility, and I can't remember the actual name of it, but it's unbelievable. The turf infield, the press box, the facility, that it's really one building that adjoins the baseball and the track and field and softball or football back behind it. It's a really great setup for a high school sports complex, really, is how I would name it. So maybe if there's rain and the field can handle it, we'll still be safe and sound to give the play-by-play coverage to the listeners tonight. So join us for that. We're planning to be on at 6:55 tonight, weather pending, for high school baseball. Let's take a look at the guest lineup, a service of Honey-Baked Ham in New Albany. Joining us today, very busy show today, Trey Coleman. I had a chance to catch up with the Jeffersonville sophomore. He'll be a junior next high school basketball season. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday. He got an offer from Nebraska, so he's got a handful of Division I offers now. Nebraska, obviously, on another level. They would be considered a high major program. They're in a high major conference like the Big Ten Conference. And I think I know that there are plenty of other schools interested in Trey Coleman, so it's going to be interesting to see if any other Big Ten schools step up to the plate with more serious interest or a scholarship offer. But right here in the first segment, we're going to have Trey Coleman for a bit to talk about what he's working on, how his game's coming together, what he thought about the Nebraska scholarship offer. And Trey's going to be one of the players that's going to be really fun to cover next high school basketball season. I mean, yeah, we're losing Romeo, but there's a number of good players in the area that we will have a ton of fun talking with and covering. So we wanted to jump right to Trey today here in just a few moments and give you his thoughts on a big offer. So we'll do that in segment one. We'll have Alex Bozich in segment two, presented by CC Power Sports. Later in the program, Casey LeDuc, the Floyd Central baseball coach, will join Lee and I as we continue our tour of area baseball coaches. We haven't spoke with Coach LeDuc yet, so looking forward to checking in with him. And we always try to have a player each Thursday as well. And this week we have Timmy Borden of Providence. And not only is he a great high school baseball player in the area, but he's got some projections to be in the future MLB drafts, which is very exciting for him. So we'll talk with him. It's a loaded show. That's the lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison and get $1 off your bunk box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Before we go any farther, one thing, and I have been asked about this, I was at the car dealership for my truck yesterday, getting it oil changed and a couple things done, and I had two different guys that worked there come out and ask me while I was waiting, and I thought, you know, this is something we need to say on the radio because I've read it, I've seen it on social media, I've had a couple people, more than a couple people, ask about it. So what was Tim Langford holding up when Romeo Langford said, it's Indiana, that's where I'm going to go to college? Tim was obviously excited, stood up with the rest of the family and coaches on the stage behind him, and he had his arm up with like a red sock. It looked like an Adidas sock. At least that's what people were saying it was. And it was actually a sleeve. Like, you know, Romeo wears the sleeves to the games. You've seen him in the white or red or black sleeve. In fact, it kind of the sleeve that Romeo wears has kind of taken on a life of its own on the social media platforms. Red-sleeved Roe, you know, had some of his great games when he was wearing a red sleeve. So the red sleeve, I guess, ties into Indiana and kind of ties into the sleeve fashion and support that Romeo has developed here over the last couple of years. In fact, I think I read in one of the stories that his sister, one of his sisters, suggested that he have three sleeves, a blue sleeve, a gold sleeve, and a red sleeve, and put whatever sleeve on as the indicator to where he was going to choose. Instead, he went the more traditional route with a hat, which was fine, I'm sure, for all Indiana fans. But I've had more questions about what was that Adidas thing? Was it a sock that Tim Langford was holding up? No, it wasn't a sock. It was a sleeve.
One of the reporters in one of the stories called it a sash with Indiana on it. So not sure where that came from, but everybody apparently saw it except me. I missed that part. So when I was reading about all these other reports about what was it, you know, but one guy did report it was an Indiana sash, and he was holding it up, had it in his pocket, hidden from everybody. So it took on a life of its own in that situation.
Yeah, the sleeve continues to take a life of its own for Romeo Langford. You've got a couple notes. We don't want to Thursday's a big baseball day on the program, and we haven't gotten to talk to all the levels. You know, IU Southeast has a great baseball team. We know about high school baseball. We want to get Coach Chris Lemonis on soon from IU, but you've got a note about IU Southeast that I don't want to pass up today.
Yeah, great season for IU Southeast baseball. They were 37-10, I think, on the year. They were 23-4 in the River States Conference, and they are the number one seed in that River States Conference tournament that begins actually probably 8 minutes ago. They are playing Brescia today, as the number one seed, and hope to make it on in that tournament. But a great year for IUS baseball.
No question about it. That's a look at some headlines across Southern Indiana today here on the Hoosier Report presented by Hoopsters Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill. It's where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune's Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. I had a chance to catch up with Trey Coleman of Jeffersonville, who just completed his sophomore season. He's now right in the middle of a very aggressive travel basketball schedule, playing with one of the Indiana elite teams. Interesting note, I wish I had asked Trey about this when I spoke with him yesterday, but he's playing with a number of prospects that will be juniors as well next year that are being recruited at this time by Indiana, or I think will be. So Trey is on a team where he's going to get a lot of views, and obviously he's got some offers already, which that's big. Getting those views, even if it's because of another player on your team, can help help your situation as well. And that's what Trey Coleman has done, and I think will continue to do. Here's our chat with Trey Coleman from yesterday, all about his Nebraska offer, what he's going to work on this spring and summer. Well, we've had a lot of talk about where Archie Miller and his staff have been at the last two weekends, watching live periods where they can get out on the road, and crisscross the country and watch some of the top prospects out there that IU is interested in recruiting in the 2019 class and below. A local player that has taken advantage of the last two weekends is Trey Coleman of Jeffersonville. Trey had a very solid sophomore year. He'll be a junior for the next high school basketball season, and he joins us right now after being offered by Nebraska earlier this week. Now, Trey, you having interest from college coaches is nothing new to you. You've had college coaches, I think, basically calling since last summer. You got an offer from Division I New Orleans at the end of last July when you played in front of coaches then. But now you're beginning to attract some more interest. Your name is out there more after your sophomore year. What was your reaction when Nebraska called and they'd been recruiting you and said, hey, Trey, we want to offer you a scholarship?
I was actually very excited to get my first high Division I offer from Nebraska. They actually came and watched me practice this season, and they've just been watching me ever since. And he said I got really improved in my body and stuff like that, so he wanted to offer me a scholarship.
Talking with Trey Coleman of Jeffersonville, he'll be a junior. Big summer ahead for Trey. As he's thought to be one of the better prospects in Southern Indiana for next season. Trey, you know, last year you get an offer from New Orleans. You've had other schools in contact with you since last summer. You know, seeing other players in the area be recruited, and I know you had an older brother that was quite a player at Jeffersonville. He recently announced that he's going to play junior college for a couple of years and then try to get re-recruited. What was your reaction when Division I coaches were contacting you and trying to talk with you, and then you got that first offer from New Orleans? Does it almost seem surreal when you get that first call from a Division I coach?
Yeah, it's very exciting. Feels like your hard work is, you know, paid off, but you still have to keep working. But when I first was told I got my first scholarship, I was very excited, you know, to actually have a D1 scholarship.
Trey Coleman of Jeffersonville is my guest. He was offered by Nebraska his first high major Division I scholarship offer earlier this week. Trey, when I watch you play, I see a guy that's got a great body, a great athletic body. You've got some great skills. But I also leave every time thinking, you know what, as impressive as he is right now offensively, and I love how you play defense as well, I've always thought that your best days are ahead as you continue to grow and develop your skills. How important do you think, and how important does Coach Luce and others important to you in basketball tell you that this offseason is, between your travel ball and between just getting in the gym, old-fashioned hard work and training, is to taking the next big step in Trey Coleman's game?
They say it's really important, and I take it really serious, because from your sophomore year to junior years is where your game really elevates, and you really take that next step and working hard and getting Division I scholarships. And I'm just really taking it serious and working hard.
Trey, for somebody that hasn't seen you play, or maybe has seen Jeff one or two times and isn't that familiar with your game, how would you describe the type of player that you are that you think has attracted the interest that you've received so far?
I think I work really hard on both ends by rebounding the ball and playing defense. I can score, but I really think my motor is where it was what attracts college coaches.
Now, Trey, Jeffersonville had a great season this past year, 20 wins, had a nice run into the Seymour sectional, obviously very good competition in Seymour this year. How excited are you guys after kind of breaking through to continue that momentum into your junior year and see what type of success Jeffersonville basketball can build back into?
We're actually very excited for next season to see what it brings us, because we're coming off a really good season, and I just think we're just going to keep building from last season.
I want to ask you this, Trey. I know that, you know, everybody knows Jeffersonville, New Albany, big rivalry, Floyd Central, Providence. Those are all local schools that everybody, you know, maybe laces them up a little extra tight when you play. You want to come out and win those games and be at your best as an individual player as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know, and I've talked about this some with Bailey Falkenstein before when he was on talking about basketball or baseball or whatever we had him on for at the time. But, you know, there's a lot of camaraderie between players in the area, even though you're rivals during the season. So I'm curious for, say, Romeo Lankford, who just committed to Indiana earlier this week, and for some of the other players in the area that are going to go on to play college ball, how much of a motivation, even though you want to beat them, even though you probably are upset Romeo maybe beat you, But how much motivation has that been to continue to keep Southern Indiana on the map and improve and work at the level that someone like Romeo did?
He motivates a lot of people by, like, the stuff he's done, the accolades he's achieved, and stuff like that. He really, like, motivates, like, me and other kids to try to get on that level that he was on and try to, like, get D1 scholarships like he did.
Talking with Trey Coleman of Jeffersonville, he will be a junior for Coach Luce next season for the Red Devils, and he received a big offer, Nebraska, Big Ten offer, earlier this week. Of course, Nebraska has a local connection, an IU connection, in Michael Lewis, who is an assistant coach. Has Coach Lewis been one of the guys involved in your recruitment, I would have to assume, from Nebraska?
Coach Lewis, I'm not too sure.
Gotcha. No big deal. Tell us your plans for the spring and summer. Who are you playing with? Who are some of the players on your team that folks may know? And where do you all plan to play at with your Indiana Elite team?
I have actually a lot of hot D1 kids on my team, and Anthony Lill and my boy Majak and Trey Galloway and other kids, of course. And we're in the Adidas Gauntlet, and we play this weekend we're in Fort Wayne and then Chicago. We play in LA and New York and Las Vegas. And
absolutely.
During the summer.
That's quite a schedule, Trey, to keep up with, and I know you're working hard back at home as well to develop your game. We wanted to have you on and recognize you as a player that I think we'll be talking about a lot over the next couple seasons here in the area. And when people talk about Southern Indiana basketball continuing to have some great players, I think that you are and have the potential to become one of those. So congratulations on receiving a handful of scholarship offers, especially the Big Ten offer from Nebraska. We look forward to following your career here this summer and into next high school season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Trey Coleman of Jeffersonville with us here on the Hoosier Report. And we'll head to a commercial break right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back here, Thursday edition of the Hoosier Report. Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall joins us on the program. Alex has been an extra regular guest this week with all of our extended coverage of Romeo Langford's decision to attend Indiana. And Alex, it's great to have you back for your regular segment on Thursdays, presented by CC Power Sports with locations in Indiana and Kentucky. The mothership store in Clarksville, they carry Indian, Victory, Slingshot, Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Honda, KTM, Yamaha, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. The Louisville store right off of Interstate 65 in southern Jefferson County, they carry Kawasaki, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, and Suzuki. New riders welcome, and of course racers welcome at CC Power Sports. Alex, tell us about your website. You have had wall-to-wall coverage, similar to what we've tried to do on the radio. You've had it in the form of online journalism. And I know you've had some amazing numbers and traffic visiting your website, an amazing number of posts on the message form. And just as we thought and build up to this commitment on April 30th earlier this week that we talked about each week with you, the turnout, the fans, the support, the readers on your site, the listeners on our station, I think we all set some new records this week.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, Monday was the most traffic we've ever had in a single day. And that includes last spring when Indiana had a coaching change. There was two pretty big days then when they obviously got rid of Tom Crean and hired Archie Miller. Those were two big days, but Monday surpassed that, and it was just a lot of fun. Just the whole week in general, as hectic as it's been. I mean, it's fun by pretty fast. Just had an opportunity not only to be on your show this week three times, I think. I did some other shows. Just kind of speaks to the level of interest, not only in this part of the state, but, you know, up to Indianapolis, Louisville, I mean, everywhere. It's been wall-to-wall coverage of Romeo Langford. And I'll just say, I think you guys, what you've done with your show this week, has been terrific in terms of just the guests you've had. I would encourage everybody to go out if you don't follow Matt on Twitter, just go out to Hoosier Hills on Twitter and check out some of your podcasts from the past week, because there's been some really good interviews, and I especially enjoyed yesterday's show. I thought you had did a really good job having Coach Shannon on and Deion Lee. I thought both of them brought a lot, so that's definitely something I would encourage everybody to listen to. But overall, you know, it's just been a fun week. I mean, I've always tried to stay objective in what what I write, and but the fact that Romeo went to New Albany and that I cover IU, you know, it's been pretty cool just to see how this has all turned out, and I'm really excited for next season to have a chance to watch him up close for a season and see how things go in Bloomington.
Alex, as I look at this now, and first of all, this is like nothing I've ever seen before with the recruiting process and then what has taken place, and then Monday was the culmination. So I learned a great deal about a great many things as part of this whole process. But now that Romeo is on board and the fans are all excited and so on, what kind of extra pressure does that put on Archie and the Hoosiers for next season? Because people are not only talking about IU making the tournament next year, but they're talking about getting to the Elite Eight or the Sweet 16 or getting to the Final Four. And all of a sudden they've gone from a team that, you know, you hope everybody comes around and plays up to the potential and maybe we can get in the tournament to, you know, hey, we could do great things. So that pressure seems to be building, and we're talking about early May.
Yeah, it's going to be different, obviously, than this past season. But the thing that I will say about Romeo is, you know, he's played with pressure throughout his high school career, so I don't think he just doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's going to get caught up in any moment or let anything phase him. And I will say the same thing about Archie Miller. His demeanor, even when they had some losses this year, even when they had some moments where they went through tough times, and I know he was as frustrated as anybody in terms of just, you know, not being able to get over the hump and certain games. And, you know, he's the ultimate competitor. But having said that, you know, he was a player himself, so he can relate to, you know, what a lot of these guys have gone through. And I think he'll thrive in the pressure and the situation. I mean, it's going to be obviously different because they're adding Romeo. They're adding some other great pieces. But I just don't see him as a guy, much like Romeo, that's going to get, too caught up in any particular moment. I mean, you lose a game this past season, his message was always, let's just move on to the next one. And I think that's really helpful when you're going to be managing a situation like next year. I mean, it's going to be – I was just thinking about what the atmosphere is going to be like for the games on a game-to-game basis. And there's not going to be, I don't think, too many instances where you're going to see empty seats in Assembly Hall. I mean, the excitement's going to be maybe as much as I've seen since I started going to games in the last, 7 or 8 years. And it'll be fascinating from a reporting standpoint and running a website standpoint, just to kind of follow the ebbs and flows of the season. And, you know, I don't think everything's going to just be perfect from day one just because they got Romeo. They're still going to have a lot of young players, a lot of guys who haven't played together before, so there's going to be some bumps in the road. But I think by the end of the season, you know, as much as past year's team improved as from where they were at the beginning of the season, taking those losses to Indiana State and Fort Wayne, they got better as the year went along. I think we'll see that to an even greater extent next year, because there's going to be a lot of young players, but there's going to be more talent and I think a lot more room for improvement as the season goes along.
Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall, presented by CC Power Sports. Alex has been with us Monday and Tuesday for special segments, and he joins us today for his regular Thursday segment here on the Hoosier Report. I know that people are so excited for the upcoming season, and it's just early May, and it's hard to not think ahead to what things could look like in Bloomington next year. I know Lee touched on this a bit earlier, but Juwan Morgan, he's giving the NBA draft opportunity a go, getting some feedback. I hope that he gets some workouts. I haven't seen his name associated with the great combine event that's held in Chicago that really kind of means you're a legitimate prospect for the draft if you get that invite to work out in that situation in front of all the NBA people in one swipe. If he does return to Bloomington, and I think that's, you know, the best answer for him is, and again, that's just my humble opinion, but, you know, he could always decide to go D-League. He could always decide to go overseas. You don't see that happen very often. Normally a guy just wants to try it and improve his situation for the future. But it's hard to not think ahead about a roster, a starting lineup with Juwan Morgan and Romeo Langford in there together as a tag team. And then you start adding some other players that are returners from next year. You start thinking about some of the other 2018 signees that will join Romeo and how they could contribute, and are they ready to contribute at the Big Ten level. And it gets pretty interesting pretty quick when you think about IU basketball for 18-19.
Yeah, obviously Juwan Morgan is still the big domino that's yet to fall, and I agree with you. I mean, it looks like at this point that the best decision for him would be to come back, but that's a decision that he has to make. He's got time to make that decision. I think the deadline to withdraw is something like 10 days after the combine ends, which is, I think the combine is not until later, the middle of this month. So I think he's actually got up until like May 30th, which is also coincidentally the day that Archie Miller is going to be speaking at Huber Farms to kind of decide if he's going to stay in or out. But yeah, it's really fun to kind of just go through the roster and look at the different possibilities. There's just so many different storylines you could talk about. I mean, how's the front court going to look? Is Deron Davis going to be a guy that can give them production early on coming off that injury? How is Robert Fennessy going to push Devontae Green in terms of the point guard spot? How do they look on the wings? Is Justin Smith going to take a huge leap forward? What contributions can they expect from Race Thompson, Tamezi Anderson, and Jerome Hunt? I mean, there's just so many guys that they have that are talented. And then you throw in the fact that they're adding Romeo, who's, in my opinion, I've had multiple people tell me that they think he can come in next year. And not to put any pressure on him, but they've told me a couple national guys think that there's a decent chance he could be the leading freshman scorer in the country next year. And I don't think that's, you know, fair to expect, but I don't also think that it's unrealistic either, just based on the player that he is. And so for Morgan specifically, coming back and getting a chance to play with a guy that's going to take so much pressure off, I would think he would be excited about that possibility. But we'll see how it all shakes out. I think, you know, as you said, you know, my opinion as well is that he should come back, but we'll see what he decides ultimately. And I think either way, the program's heading in the right direction going into next season.
Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall, presented by CC Power Sports. You can stop into CC Power Sports locations in Clarksville and Southern Jefferson County for parts, vehicle sales, and all servicing needs for street and off-road motorcycles, side-by-sides, ATVs, and personal watercraft. Alex, thanks so much for your help this week providing extra coverage. Great job at InsideTheHall.com, at InsideTheHall on Twitter with your coverage, and look forward to many more fun off-season chats coming up here over the next couple months.
Absolutely. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Also, I want to remind you as well, I meant to mention this in the first segment, but tickets tonight at the high school, New Albany High School, that is. You can got Indiana All-Star tickets for the game at Bankers Life. It's going to be Romeo Langford, obviously Mr. Basketball in that game, Sean East in that game. Jim Shannon is the head coach of the Indiana Boys All-Star game. And the package tonight, I believe it's $20. It includes a ticket to the game, and it's a good seat, too. They're lower-level seats. It also includes an All-Star poster. It's got a picture of all the Boys and Girls All-Stars. I saw that yesterday. They were sharing that on social media. Also, the T-shirt design is really cool, too. It says Bulldog Nation, and it's got Romeo flanked to his left with Jim Shannon and his right with Sean East. So a very cool kind of souvenir that I'm sure a lot of not just New Albany people but area people would love to have both, and I'm sure you'll try to get those autographed as well. So you can get those tonight. The doors will open at 6 o'clock. It's a $20 ticket, but again, it includes a glossy colored poster and a T-shirt as well. So I'm sure that those limited tickets will go very fast. Make sure you get there between 6 and 7 tonight to at least get in line to purchase your Indiana All-Star ticket. This is for the game at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Also, I saw that there will be some tickets available in a couple weeks for purchase for the junior-senior game that will be at New Albany High School. That's the exhibition game. And then Monday, tickets go on sale this coming Monday online for the game that's going to be played, Indiana versus Kentucky at Bellarmine. So you'll have a chance here starting tonight over the next week or so to secure tickets for a lot of the All-Star activities. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Casey LeDuc, manager of the Floyd Central baseball team. We have not heard yet from the Highlanders boss, and we'll talk about his baseball team this season right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back on a Thursday edition of the Hoosier Report, Lee Kelly is with me in studio. We try to dedicate the second half of the program each Thursday to high school baseball in the area. So many good teams, so many good players, and a lot of coaches that have been at it here in our local area for many, many years. One of those coaches is Casey LeDuc. He's the boss of the Floyd Central baseball program, and Coach LeDuc is with us now here on the Hoosier Report. Coach LeDuc, it was a great season for the Highlanders last year, making it to the sectional championship game. You guys had a great record, accomplished some big things a year ago. But with that being said, this year a little different. It's a rebuilding effort. In that rebuilding effort, though, you guys have some players and some pitchers and some other key members of your team that are doing pretty well this season so far.
Yeah, you know, I hate to call it rebuilding because that sometimes that you kind of look at that as giving up on the year. You know, we got plenty of junior seniors playing, just some inexperience, and that's what we've been battling all year is just trying to get some of these kids that even though they are junior seniors, they haven't had a lot of playing time in the past, and trying to get them experience, trying to get them in the right position, and you know, trying to figure things out, and you know that takes time. So so that's kind of where what we've been dealing with this year, and you know, we kind of like where we're at. We're at a better place now than we were at the beginning of the year.
Casey LeDuc, head coach at Floyd Central Baseball, joining us on the program. Coach, you know, I like the phrase you used to kind of change what I said about rebuilding, and I agree with your thoughts on that. With that, who are some of the players that have taken a step forward to make this a year where you guys have come out and done some good things and liking your spot at this point?
Yeah, really, you know, it's the whole team, and part of it's just trying, you know, us trying kids in different spots and seeing where they're the most successful. So it's really not just one player. Adam Spaulding, though, has done a great job on the mound for us. He's had great performances every time he's been out, kept us in games. Alex Lozado, when Alex has been on the mound, you know, he's got the experience back from last year. And, you know, he's done real well there, too. And unfortunately, he went down with a shoulder injury about a week and a half ago, and he's on rest and rehab, and hopefully we'll get him back, you know, here in another week and a half. And, you know, we need that for our pitching depth, you know, once we get into sectional.
Casey, let's talk a little bit about the feeder system that provides ball players for you. A lot of people have been involved with their children through the Little League programs and so on. So they're familiar with New Albany's Little League program, and I know the Highlander has one. Pretty much how is the feeder system set up for you at Floyd Central?
True. You know, every school is different. Every school has their own situations. You know, yes, you do have the Little League. I know New Albany Little League, I know they face some issues because if you want to call them issues where, you know, you got kids that come out of New Albany Little League, you know, they go to New Albany, they go to Providence, and sometimes some of them end up out here. And even at H-R, I'll get kids that come here, and I get some that might even go to Lanesville, depending on where the kids live. And probably what's changed over the last 10, 15 years, you know, what's been added along with Little League is just the travel ball. And there's a lot of kids out there that's playing in travel leagues that don't even participate in their little leagues. So as far as that feeder system coming in, you know, it's really changed over the years. And you know, we're getting players coming from all kind of directions.
Okay. And also, I believe you guys, or Floyd Central, is affiliated with Legion Ball. Is that correct, or am I thinking of somebody else?
Well, we do have a Legion program, and Legion programs are usually local amongst the surrounding counties. So the Legion team here that is Ricky Romans, head coach of Charlestown, and Jamie Knight, head coach of Clarksville, they've been the one that's been kind of pushing the Legion Ball over the past few years. They will use our facilities for practices and games, but they collectively get players from the area is how that works. So it's really just not a Floyd Central Legion team.
Casey LeDuc, head coach at Floyd Central Baseball, joining us on the program today. Coach, Hoosier Hills Conference Tournament is coming up very soon, next week.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, New Albany, Jeff, Floyd Central always compete for that tournament each and every year. And it's kind of the age-old question. I know we seem to talk about this every year, but Southern Indiana baseball, Hoosier Hills Conference baseball, remains very competitive and very good. I know next week, even if you don't win the tournament, next week can be a good barometer for any team in that conference, in that tournament, as they prepare for the sectional, which is just around the corner after the conference tournament.
Right, and then, you know, what's nice about our tournament is, you know, everybody's guaranteed three games, you know, where if you win or lose, so everybody's going to play three games next week. And it can be a good barometer because you're playing against, you know, quality teams. What I like about the conference tournament is, you know, our conference has been doing it for years, and, you know, I like the tournament setting just because, you know, we just set that 1 week aside to, you know, play our conference out. And then what's nice about that is the rest of your season, you can schedule and pitch and do whatever you want to do, you know, during the rest of the season. And I know some schools that play their conference out to where it's more of a season, they have trouble scheduling, you know, other teams coming in, or sometimes they got to hold their best pitcher back for the conference game versus, you know, throwing him against a non-conference school, and sometimes your hands are tied. So you know, our conference tournament's been great. I wish more conferences would go to it, but we're looking forward to competing. We play New Albany Monday, and you know, we'll see how much we've improved since the last time we played them.
Casey, I think you had a nice comeback win last night against a good Lanesville team. You guys trailed and then put it all together and picked up the big win. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, right now with us, any win's a big win. But we fought back. The kids fought back. You know, and the kids have been working hard all year. We've just, you know, we feel like a lot of our losses has just been sometimes it's things that we can control and we haven't played very well. Or seems like the biggest problem this year is we just can't get that key hit. We get guys a second, third, and can't get them in. And last night we had a couple key hits and a couple with two outs where we were able to score a few runs there at the end of the game. And hopefully that's just, you know, a sign where we've been working hard and we've been working in practices trying to improve that and. You know, hopefully we can carry that into the into the game tonight. Got a game tomorrow night, and hopefully all that goes into the conference tournament next week.
Casey LeDuc, baseball coach at Floyd Central, joining us here on the program. Coach LeDuc, always great to catch up. We had some conflicts with Pacers games. We've had some weather issues, but we hope to be back covering a Floyd Central game very soon. And, of course, we'll be around the conference tournament next week in the 4A sectional. So look forward to seeing you at a baseball diamond hopefully soon.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I appreciate your all's coverage. You know, anytime baseball can get covered around here, you know, that's always a good thing because I think between the local teams here, if nobody's really came out to see a good high school baseball game, I think there's a lot of options out there, a lot of schools that, you know, we've been very competitive in the sport and, you know, would love to see bigger crowds.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks for the chat today.
All right, thank you, Matt.
All right, Lee and I also had a chance to catch up, or I should say I had a chance to catch up earlier with Timmy Borden of Providence, a senior for the Pioneers. We're going to have that for you here in just a moment. But great point from Coach LeDuc about giving this a try. I know a lot of people probably like to tune in and get the scores from the sectional games, and they'll listen to their school of choice. We can tell that from our listenership. But he has a great point that, you know, it's just like high school basketball. It's a $5 deal. If the weather's bad or rainy, I get your point about not wanting to come out. But, good weather days, New Albany, Jeff, Floyd Central, Providence, Silver Creek, just to name a few area programs that each and every year are successful, each and every year are ranked, each and every year send players off to college and have an opportunity to play for a run in the state tournament. And you don't see that in all corners of the state. So we've got some very lucky, we're very lucky with a lot of things, I think, in sports here, but very lucky with baseball as well, that it means a lot. And get out and try it if you haven't already.
Yeah, and baseball and softball are two of the sports that are affected by the weather more than others. I mean, football plays in rain, and a lot of other sports, soccer plays, and track meets are held, and in tennis, they'll blow the rain off the court and go out and play. But baseball and softball are affected tremendously by the weather. So you're right. When you catch a nice day, come on out and watch baseball.
Absolutely. And again, Timmy Borden, interview coming up to wrap the program up. And again, each Thursday, Lee and I try to catch up with a high school baseball coach and one of the key players. And the good thing is we got a lot more good players to talk to here over the next couple weeks because of how loaded the area is. We're going to talk to some others from different schools coming up. But our player today that we're going to chat with, Timmy Borden, I had a chance to talk with him earlier this morning. Timmy's had a great high school career. He's had a great career in youth baseball as a whole with some really unique opportunities, and I got the opportunity to talk with him about that and much more. So that's coming up here in just a second. And again, Timmy Borden of Providence and his Pioneers will take on New Albany tonight. We'll be on the air, 6:55, first pitch at 7 o'clock. And here's the interview with Timmy Borden. With us is Timmy Borden of Providence, one of the top high school baseball players in the area and one of the top high school baseball players in the country. Providence, obviously one of the great high school baseball programs in Southern Indiana. And Timmy, thanks for coming on with us today.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
I know that you've had some exciting stuff happen this season. Providence is obviously a defending state champion from a few years ago. You guys have had some big wins, including a big victory earlier this week over a potential sectional opponent in Silver Creek, who has also had a very good season. Things continue to go well for your team at Providence, don't they?
Yes, sir, they do. You know, we started off the season, lost a few seniors last year that had a big impact on our team. This year we had a few freshmen step up to the plate, including Eli Watson, Hunter Sprigler, especially Ray Risinger as a pitcher because we lost Jake Lewis last year. But, as a team, you know, we're kind of young this year, so we just kind of come out, play as a team, enjoy it, but more just enjoy it, you know, have fun with baseball. So, we came out this season, played up at Grand Park, played against really good competition up there, faced good pitching. You know, I felt like that kind of geared us up for this regular season that we have. We did end up playing Silver Creek on Tuesday, ended up beating them, I want to say 17-6. But, you know, you can't underestimate Silver Creek ever. They're very well coached. Players are very good. Pitching is always very good. So, you know, we just have to take that, put it under our belt, and move on to the next game. So,
absolutely. Timmy Borden is my guest, Providence senior, U of L baseball commit. That's where he will play his college baseball. I guess for you, you've known where you wanted to go at the college level for a number of seasons now. I think, have you been committed to Louisville for over a year and a half maybe?
Ever since the fall of my freshman year.
So you've had it figured out for some time. Is that kind of give you a level of, I don't want to say relaxation, but able to concentrate more on the high school baseball season and improving your craft because you know what your future holds it right now and you have for a number of months and years, at least for college?
Yes, sir, definitely, you know. I mean, having that underneath my belt, knowing where I'm going, not having to worry about going out to any type of camps to get noticed or anything like that, not having to worry about if college coaches are going to be seeing me today, all that stuff, you know, none of that's ever in my head. But definitely freshman year, I'm not going to lie, freshman year was kind of hard on me, just kind of with all the pressure and with me being a freshman, not knowing how to deal with it. But after, you know, playing a year with that type of pressure, you just kind of get used to it. Got to let it go and just remember baseball is a game of fun. So, you know, you just got to accept that and understand that it's also a game of failure. So you're going to fail it multiple times. And But yes, you know, it is very nice being able to have that under my belt, where I can just go out, enjoy it, have fun, and more importantly, just enjoy my senior year. So
we're talking with Providence baseball player Timmy Borden here on the Hoosier Report. Timmy, one of the things that has been so interesting about your career, not only have you done great for Providence, I know you play a very active travel baseball schedule in the summer as well, but you've been invited to some pretty unique opportunities for a high school athlete, high school baseball player. You've gotten to participate in some USA baseball events with the best players in the country. You've got to play in front of pro scouts. Tell us, as you look back over your career, and I know there's still a very important month to month and a half left in your high school career at least, but as you look back over your career, what are some of the special opportunities that you're most proud of that you were invited or had the opportunity to participate in?
Right. So, you know, after high school season last year, kind of just hopped straight into it, just like my sophomore year. But last year we ended the season semi-state. As soon as that got over with, the very next weekend, ended up going to Georgia, ended up playing with Team Elite Prime out of Georgia. And so we would travel down to Lake Point, which is also based out of Georgia. We'll go down there every weekend, basically play in tournaments. But, you know, as you face those types of caliber teams and those type of pitchers and stuff, you know, it allows you to be able to see better players, better pitching, just all around very good talent. And so, you know, along with that, kind of helped me to be able to push myself to become the best player I could be this past summer, which also got me invited to, you know, USA, which is TOS, Tournament of Stars, which is based out of Cary, North Carolina. They chose, I want to say, 80 people to go down there. They split it into four teams, basically four teams of 20. Went down there, was fortunate enough to be able to play on Mr. Fred McGriff, who is the Hall of Famer for the Atlanta Braves. Sure. But he was my head coach. And so we went down there, played down there for a week. But, yeah, I would definitely say USA was one of my top performances, and definitely one of my favorite tournaments and events to do this entire past summer. But along with that, you know, you got East Coast Pro, which was very, very fun. We got to represent the Midwest, being along the Kansas City Royals under the scout from the Midwest, scout here for the Royals. But we got to play in Tampa at the Yankees AAA Stadium. And that was also for a week. And then as soon as we left Florida, I flew from Florida all the way across country to California to play down there for a week at Area Codes, which is we ended up playing at Long Beach and ended up representing the White Sox there. And so, you know, just playing that type of caliber, seeing 95 basically every other game, basically 90-plus every single game, just being able to, you know, meet new friends, hang out with those type of caliber players is just a great experience. You can obviously tell, you know, it will help me in the long run, especially with Team Elite, you know, getting to play with those types of players with that type of character. You know, they really know the game of baseball and they really enjoy it. So I feel like, you know, it was definitely a great summer for me to be a part of, because I was fortunate enough to be able to be put around those types of players and just be able to you know, represent the country with USA and even be able to just be selected for those types of events where only a certain amount of kids get to go do that. So I was very blessed for that.
Timmy Borden of Providence, my guest, sounds like some awesome opportunities that you've experienced. I want to close with this. You know, we talk about Romeo Langford on the basketball side and all the great accolades, not just locally but on a national level that he's received and how he's viewed as a prospect moving forward in college and even professional basketball. But I think sometimes we forget there are some other athletes in other sports that not only are doing great things here but being projected out to do great things potentially in their respective sport at the pro level. And I think you were in the top 100 of a recent MLB draft prospectus where, you know, taking a look at some of the top players for future Major League Baseball drafts. Seeing your name on something like that, Timmy, how does that make you feel, and how do you stay grounded? Because that's obviously kind of marks you as someone that has huge opportunities in front of you if you continue to develop in your career and your skills.
Right. You know, obviously I'm very, very fortunate for that, very blessed. But just be able to have the coaches, my teammates, and my parents, everybody that has helped me along the way, just to have them by my side and to help guide me, you know, to make me stay focused on, you know, what I'm really here for, which is take every game by, you know, by each game and just enjoy it and to, you know, to enjoy my senior year. So, you know, as of now, you know, I'm not really thinking about that. It's not really on my mind because, you know, wherever the chips are going to fall, and, you know, it's a win-win situation. So, to me, you know, I'm very, very fortunate to be able to be up there with those types of players, like I said. But for right now, you know, it's high school ball. High school ball is very, very important to me. I enjoy it, especially getting to go out there and compete with my brothers every single day. So, you know, it's definitely a blessing. But to me, you know, I just kind of have to take it, accept it, and move on because, you know, I have high school to be able to think of right now. And, you know, as of that, you know, I'm here to win a state championship this year. So hopefully, you know, we come out, we play together as a team, and hopefully we can get the job done. So
Timmy Borden of Providence, a great high school baseball player in the area, will be fun to follow him the final month of the season coming up with sectionals just around the corner and, of course, beyond at U of L, and perhaps, who knows, maybe in the major leagues one day. Timmy, big game tonight against New Albany. Thanks for coming on, and we'll catch up with you again soon, very soon, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. My thanks to Lee Kelly with me today on the program. How about that? Timmy Borden, very well-spoken, a very talented player. We've obviously talked a ton this week about Romeo Langford. You've seen how he's handled himself in some big moments. Southern Indiana has some really bright prospects athletically, but beyond. Good people, good kids that obviously have been raised very well. So interesting to hear from them on the program, and thanks to Timmy for joining us today. We'll be back with you Friday, 11 a.m. to wrap things up. On Friday's program, we'll have Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. We'll also talk with Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star and more. So stay with us for that. This is Matt Dennison saying have a great day, everybody.